Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And here we go. Welcome in. It's Thanksgiving week. Where's Joe? Where's Sammy? Where are they at? They're off this week. Don't worry. We got you covered all week long on Bet Sweats. I'm Chris Mack. PJ Glasser in with me today. It is going to be a fun week because there's plenty of massive football games to talk about, both the college and NFL variety. Plenty of college hoops. I mean, starting at like 1 Eastern today, you could wake up to college basketball out on the West Coast today and just live that life all week long if you want. Plenty there as well. Jason LaCanfora going to join us at the top of the next hour. But welcome in. We are here and we are live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network. All over your socials, make sure you're following BetMGM Network and you can watch the show, not just on YouTube, search the BetMGM Network, but the first hour of the show every single day on BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Welcome in to Bet Sweats. PJ, how was your weekend and are you prepared for Thanksgiving, my friend?
I am. I love Thanksgiving. Favorite holiday. Weekend was good, Chris. Always good to see you, sir. Good weekend of ball and excited for this week, man. I think this is one of the best weeks we have in sports all year. When you got rivalry week, college football, you got a Thanksgiving NFL slate. We get the three games on Thursday. Every team's playing. And then the college basketball, I mean, it's feast week. Some of these games we're going to have over the next few days. So especially if you're a college sports fan, this might be one of the best weeks of the year that we have. So excited about it. Ton to talk about on the show today. And man, I'm fired up for Thanksgiving. My mom makes pumpkin bread every year. That is just the best. So wait, excited for that on Thursday and Friday. Can't wait.
We had a neighbor deliver some pumpkin roll yesterday, which was just phenomenal. It's got that like thick vanilla icing wrapped up in sort of like a pumpkin bread like concoction. I'm not gonna lie, 3 or 4 slices of that helped salve the wounds of another ugly Steelers loss. We'll get into Monday Night Football in 20 minutes as well. Carolina Panthers are still on the edge of a playoff conversation, and the Niners, at least healthy on offense, kind of. We'll get into that, but let's break down what we saw yesterday around a full slate of NFL action. Before we do so, PJ, quick note, breaking news, just dropped into the chat by our producer, Zach Krull. Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting the Giants have fired defensive coordinator Shane Bowen. So the staff continuing to get dismantled in New York after Jameis did pretty much all Jameis could be expected to do, despite everything working against them, including a nice big lead. The Detroit Lions come back and win that one in OT yesterday, capped by an Aiden Hutchinson walk-off sack. So the dominoes continue to fall in New York.
They do. And, you know, if you're a Giants fan, though, with the way that the season's going, you're obviously not happy that you're 2-10. But it does feel like for the first time in a while, like there are positive signs for New York, right? Jackson Dart's shown some flashes. And whenever you're part of one of those like stats where you've blown five games where you've had a double-digit lead in the second half, it's obviously not great that you're blowing those leads, but you were also up at one point by double digits in a lot of those games. So you go back and look at the Giants' season. I mean, they had the upset win over the Eagles. They had the Broncos on the ropes in Denver. They had Detroit on the ropes yesterday. They were up on the Bears. I mean, all these teams in the league that have 7, 8, 9 wins, like the Giants have beat them. They've been toe-to-toe. So they're making changes. They got rid of Dable, obviously. You just mentioned they get rid of the defensive coordinator. The Giants, I mean, they're close. They're close. I'm not saying I expect them to maybe like win the Super Bowl next year, but if they get some of those coaching pieces right, they add some good pieces next season in the offseason, some veterans, bring in some good draft picks. I don't think it's crazy, Chris, that we could be talking about the Giants next year as maybe a team that could be a potential surprise, maybe competing with the Eagles or maybe the Cowboys in the NFC East next year.
Yeah, it feels like, especially with a top five pick going into next year's draft, where they don't have to worry about the quarterback position. Maybe a wide receiver, but I would think the focus would be more on the defensive side of the ball. And there are some names, you know, Caleb Downs, and Arvell Reese, Reuben Bain, those kind of names projected towards the top of the draft that could certainly help them on that side of the ball. Before we get to the other big NFC East news of the day, which was maybe the wildest game of the week. I don't know. There was a lot of wild games. We had multiple OT games, as we mentioned, PJ, and favorites, although they won and won a good bit yesterday, just could not cover on the Sunday portion of the slate. 9-3 straight up, but just 2-8-2 against the spread. The only favorites that covered yesterday, the Packers, in a pretty nondescript win over a struggling Vikings team. J.J. McCarthy is starting to look like the Kenny Pickett 2.0 that I predicted he would be. And the Rams in a massive cover last night against the Bucks, who played the second half without Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams right now, they're looking like the best team in football. I think that was one of the big talking points going into the games from last week, where we kind of thought the Chiefs were probably the best coming off their bye week and then losing that game to Denver, and it was kind of a shell shock to all of us. And then we watched the Bills lose to Houston on Thursday night, and it was kind of like, all right, maybe one of these NFC teams is the best team. And after watching the Eagles collapse and the Rams just dominate from the start last night, it certainly looks like the Rams right now are probably the team to beat in the NFL. Green Bay, I still don't know what to make of them, Chris. I think that game more so was about the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy last night or yesterday. And it was a close game until they muffed that punt. And then Green Bay took over at the 5-yard line, scored a touchdown, and that was kind of it from that point. The Packers are one of these teams, and I think a lot of the NFL is similar in this way, where they're just a very different team at home than they are on the road. Yeah. Their defense at Lambeau is a different animal. But we've seen on the road this season, I mean, they can get torched up a little bit, right? We saw Dallas shred them in that game that ended in a tie. We saw Cleveland pull off an upset against them. They were trailing the Giants in that game last week. So Green Bay is one of these teams. They definitely need to try and win the division. They need to try and get as high a seed as possible so they can play as many playoff games in Lambeau, because their defense is kind of the catalyst for their team right now, and they're way better at home than they are on the road. I still got a lot of questions, though, about this offense, and I'm excited for that Thanksgiving game, Packers and Lions, because right now, the way that the NFL goes, Chris, I mean, with the way that the Packers looked and dominating and winning that game and the way that the Lions looked, probably should have lost that game, beating the Giants in overtime, it feels like maybe the Lions are just going to roll the Packers on Thursday. But that's obviously a massive game in the NFC North.
Yeah, massive, because the Packers only have one road win this year against the team with a winning record, and it was that game against the Steelers on Sunday Night Football where they rolled in the second half with Tucker Kraft, obviously, out for the rest of the year. We'll get into the NFC North as well, because the Bears topped that division somehow at 8-3. Speaking of teams that haven't gone on the road and beaten anybody decent on the road, their two big games on the road against quality opponents have ended in resounding losses. We'll get into all that a little bit later when we look at some Monday NFL market moves in the second hour here on Bet Sweats. But let's turn around and since we talked about the Rams there for a second, they are now the favorites atop the board at BetMGM and every other house to win the Super Bowl at plus 425. That has as much to do probably over the last couple of weeks with the way they have performed as the way the Eagles have performed, who blow a 21-0 lead at Dallas last night. They had won 91 straight games, the Philadelphia Eagles, when leading by 21 or more. And it's not just that the Eagles lost. It's that they are a team that feels like they have an eggshell soft psyche right now, PJ. Between all the A.J. Brown complaints throughout the year, Saquon Barkley having a down year, a lot of complaints about Jalen Hurts, some of them coming. The phone call is coming from inside the house, coming from within the Eagles locker room. It feels like they are always right on the precipice of some sort of collapse, whether it's for the season or not. We saw that collapse in a microcosm yesterday in the fourth quarter in Dallas.
We did. And that fan base right now, Chris, they also hate their offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo. They cannot stand that guy. But yeah, the offense is concerning. And I think it starts with Saquon. You know, I mean, they were great last year and into the playoffs because he nearly broke the rushing record. And it felt like he was going for 100 plus every week. And yesterday, again, they just could not get him going on the ground. So even though the Eagles do have those two really good wide receivers, they are a running football team. We all know that. And they got to get Saquon going. And, you know, that's a part of the reason they blew that 21-point lead yesterday, was when they had the lead, they couldn't lean on that ground game to kind of chew the clock and wear down Dallas. And the Cowboys defense was able to get some stops and come back and win that game. So there's definitely concern for Philly. Now they're 8-3. And they found a way to win a lot of these games. And I still think when the NFC playoffs roll around, they're going to be the toughest team to knock out. But yeah, there's certainly concern right now for the Eagles and that offense, because just week to week, we see too many times they go multiple quarters struggling like this. You know, they go multiple possessions where they're just three and outs and there's just no life on that side of the ball. Defense is coming around really nice, which I think you got to be encouraged about. They're playing really well, and they played well for most of that game yesterday. I think they just wore down because they were on the field so much in the second half. But yeah, they want to go back to back and they want to get back to the Super Bowl. Chris, they definitely got to figure out this offense, and I think it starts with Saquon.
Yeah, they got torched by George Pickens, especially late in that game. 9 catches for Pickens for almost 150 yards and a touchdown, and the Eagles will head back home to host the Bears on a Black Friday afternoon game. A 7-point favorite right now, Philly is at home in that game, which we'll get into a little bit later. As for the Super Bowl market and the MVP market, with another impressive performance by Matt Stafford, both of those are starting to solidify even more. After the Rams joined the Eagles as co-favorites at the top of the board a week ago, they are now solo favorites at BetMGM at plus 425 as Super Bowl favorites. And Matt Stafford holds the odds-on favorite for MVP, now down to minus 235. So is there opportunity, you think, PJ Glasser, in either one of these two markets, now that we've got two teams that have pushed themselves to the top of the board? You mentioned the Eagles, and you think they're probably still going to be the hardest out in the NFC playoffs. But the MVP market is interesting because you've got Stafford, as I mentioned, at minus 235. You've got Drake May right behind him at 2-1, and then a big drop off to Jonathan Taylor. And we know we haven't seen a running back win the MVP in a long time. Is there still opportunity there with Drake May at 2-1, you think?
I don't think so. I think, you know, at this point, you've kind of missed the boat on Drake. I would probably go down the board, if anything. I still think Mahomes would be the bet, Chris, at this point at 20-1, just because of the narrative, right, with the Chiefs and playing all these meaningful games. They're probably going to have to maybe win out. Maybe they can only afford one more loss the rest of the way. So because it's Kansas City, because we really haven't seen them in a position like this where they're playing playoff-like games in November, and they got to pretty much win all these games, I think if they're able to go on a run, find a way to get into the playoffs, I certainly think Mahomes is going to get some of that love. And we've seen it the last few years with MVP, you know, where we get to this time of the year and it feels like every week there's a new leader until somebody kind of breaks away. So I think we're going to see some regression from Stafford and the Rams at this point. I mean, they're playing great. They're hitting their peak, but they are going to have some duds. I think there are going to be some games coming up where they do struggle a little bit. And I think instead of taking the 2-1 with Drake May and the Patriots who've been beaten up on an easier schedule, I think you look at a guy like Mahomes who kind of has that narrative there. If his team goes on a run, they're going to need him to play really well. And I just like the value. So, if I was trying to beat Stafford with anyone, I think it would be Patrick at 20-1.
Yeah, you're not going to get Mahomes at 20-1 that often, right? The one thing about the Chiefs is that they, for the first time all year, had a 100-yard rusher yesterday in Kareem Hunt. Carried the ball 30 times, I think, to get to that point. But they finally found a run game with a lot of RPOs, letting Mahomes make the call at the line or just after the snap. So I don't know if that mitigates anything. I think it's more, like you said, a narrative play on Mahomes. I will make a case. If 2-1 is a number that you like on Drake May, I'll make the case that the defenses he faces down the stretch in the Giants, the Jets, the Dolphins, he does have games against Buffalo and a road trip to Baltimore on the schedule as well, stack up a whole lot better than the back third of Stafford's schedule, which doesn't include a team that's worse than 15th in opponent passer rating. Carolina, Arizona twice, Detroit, Seattle, as well as Atlanta. So I think your point about Stafford maybe regressing a little bit is a good one. And I think if you believe in the Patriots, which I did not believe in until about a month ago, I was a dummy in that regard. I think a lot of us missed the boat on the Patriots and Drake May in particular. If 2-1 is a number that you can stomach, by all means, I think there's an opportunity to get back in on May at this point.
You know what's funny? I think NFL MVP and the Heisman market are kind of similar in the sense where Drake May's had this easy schedule, and we talk so much about that with some of these college guys. So, I think there's opportunity for Mahomes. Certainly Stafford, the leader, and it's his award to lose at this point.
Coming up next, the Niners are touchdown favorites at home against Carolina. Can the Panthers, though, keep their surprising playoff hopes alive behind Rico Daddle? That's next on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We just had a segment within the break on college football coaching hiring and that ridiculous cycle and where it's going. Maybe we'll bring that back for the rest of you who are joining us here on Bet Sweats a little bit later when we look at some Monday college football market moves here inside Bet Sweats every weekday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, live coast to coast on the BetMGM network. Chris Mack with you alongside PJ Glasser, in for Joe O and Sammy P today. Jason LaConfora of Inside Access in Baltimore, and of course, our very own Countdown to Kickoff joining us at the top of the hour. 20 minutes from now, we'll get some things off our chest, and I have several things, being a Pittsburgher and a Steelers fan that you couldn't imagine I need to get off my chest with the case of the Mondays. But PJ, there's Monday Night Football. The weekend is not over in the NFL, and it's been a wild weekend, as we talked about to start the show. Monday Night Football tonight in San Francisco, sorry, Santa Clara. The Niners host Carolina. The Panthers, 7-point dogs. Total sits at about 49.5. Panthers are riding a 3-game road winning streak, for what it's worth. These are two middle-of-the-pack defenses statistically. The Niners more susceptible to the run than the pass. The Panthers more susceptible to the pass than the run. Carolina, for what it's worth, their offense has found something since Rico Dowdle took over as their number one back. They are top 10 rushing offense in the league now. The Niners, despite missing Brock Purdy most of the year, have been top 5 in the league in passing. So Mac Jones kept the seat warm. Brock Purdy has come back in, and now it's an opportunity for San Francisco to solidify their playoff positioning in a crowded NFC West, but also an opportunity for the Panthers, who are sitting right there on the edge of the NFC playoff picture.
It's a massive game. It absolutely is. I mean, Carolina, as crazy as it is, not only are they battling for the wild card, Chris, but especially now with this Baker Mayfield injury, I mean, they are absolutely live to win that division against Tampa. They still have to play them twice this season. So, I mean, if you're a Panthers fan, things right in front of you, and this is a massive game tonight against San Francisco, and I think it's a great litmus test for us to see Carolina, right? I mean, you take away the Green Bay win. They played Buffalo at home. They got smoked. Other than that, their last few wins have come against Miami, Dallas, when that defense was atrocious, the Jets. They had that overtime win against the Falcons. So they've had a relatively easy schedule. But man, does it get tough here over the final 6 weeks, because they got to play 3 of the 4 NFC West teams, San Fran tonight, then they got to play the Rams, then they got to play the Seahawks later in the season, those 2 games against Tampa, and then a road trip against the Saints. So their schedule gets much harder. You brought up the fact that they have won 3 straight road games, and I think that's a little misleading, because Carolina is always a team that I am looking to fade on the road. I feel like they are way better at home than they are on the road. Bryce Young plays way better at home than he does on the road. So their last 3 road wins have come against the Jets, when that was a 13-6 game, one of the ugliest games you'll ever see. Packers game was just as ugly. That was 16-13. I think that was more about the Packers than it was about Carolina. Bryce Young had 102 passing yards in that game. And then the overtime game against Atlanta. Atlanta is really the only building, Chris, I think year to year, where Bryce Young plays well on the road. You know, like every quarterback kind of has that team or that stadium they play well at. And for Bryce, it's usually Atlanta. So now going on the road to San Francisco, where Shanahan and the Niners are normally really good in prime time, especially at home, I could only look towards the Niners tonight. So I think, obviously, you got them early in the week, 6.5. That's a great bet. If you can still get them at 7, I think that's a good bet. But I would think more so this is a Niners blowout than it is Carolina keeping it close or pulling off an upset.
Yeah, it's shifted to 7.5 just about everywhere now this morning, so including at BetMGM. So I actually look at this as an opportunity for the Panthers to – and Bryce Young, you know, people use this term as a pejorative all the time. I don't think it's a bad thing in the case of Bryce Young. Has become a bit of a game manager. Do not ask him to do too much. Do not put him in a position where the game has to be on his shoulders. And they are lucky enough to have found a bit of a breakout in Rico Dowdle this year. I think given that San Francisco is slightly more susceptible on the ground than through the air on defense, it does open the possibility of Carolina keeping this somewhat close. I will say, if San Francisco gets a two-score lead or more at any point, this thing probably does blow open and become the route that you're talking about. I think if Carolina can carefully manage this game, though, if we don't get a George Kittle breakout, then there's an opportunity for Carolina to cover that 7 and a hook. I wouldn't have been as in on it at 7 as I am at 7.5. This has the feeling of maybe a 27-20 kind of game. I don't know if Carolina can put up that many points on the road, despite the 30 they scored in Atlanta last week. That's against a Falcons defense that has been ish. I'm cringing right now at best. But I would probably tend, if I had to pick a side in this one, to lean Carolina now that that extra hook is on there at 7.5. But I do acknowledge that the blowout possibility is there.
Definitely is. I think another way you can play this game, Chris, especially because we have the three games on Thursday, so people don't have to wait as long. You can take the Niners in a teaser if you want. You know, you got some good teaser legs on Thanksgiving Day. You can tease the Ravens down to -1 against the Bengals if you want. You can tease Dallas up to 9.5 against the Chiefs, or you can tease Green Bay up to +9. I think there are going to be a lot of attractive teasers that people roll with. I think also the Black Friday game, the Bears and the Eagles, can tease the Eagles down to -1 too, coming off the loss. So I think I'm going to probably end up doing that, put in a Niners-Eagles teaser. Those would probably be my two favorites, I think, because it does feel like a really good teaser leg. And again, you brought it up at the start of the show. I mean, really, the story of the week has been the favorites have won, but they haven't covered. So if you feel like this is going to be another one of those games, then certainly a teaser might be a nice look. Yeah, obviously still wish it was at 7 and you could tease it down to 1 and still maybe the 1.5 and San Francisco wins by 1, but I still think at 1.5 you're good. So if you don't want to lay the points, San Fran teaser, especially with all these games that you have coming up Thursday and then the one on Friday, I think that could be another way to go about it too.
That's not a bad look at all to combo this up with a couple of those Thursday games as well. And like you said, not have to wait too long to have it cash if it does. Let's look at some of the player props inside this game on Monday Night Football. Any numbers that jump out to you that you say, okay, I absolutely love one side or the other on that player prop?
So the first prop that jumped out to me was Bryce Young to throw an interception was like -125. I like that. I like that play a lot. I thought the juice just should have been higher on that. The total's 49.5, and I think Carolina is going to have a tough time getting stops on the Niners offense. They looked good last week with Purdy back in the mix. So I think the Niners are going to be able to score. You talked about Bryce being a game manager. That's certainly what Carolina wants to do, and they definitely want to run the ball with Dowdle, but I think their hand's going to be forced a little bit in this game to maybe throw it more than they want. So Bryce to throw an interception was the first thing that jumped out at me. I kind of also like Tet McMillan's receptions over 5.5 at +120. With the injuries that the Niners have, especially to that front four, no Bosa, no Mykal Williams, no Fred Warner in the middle of the field, they just don't get after the quarterback. So Bryce should have some time to make plays in this game. And if he does, I mean, he's looking for his rookie wide receiver. So McMillan over 5.5 receptions. I like that we're getting that at +120. I think that's probably the way to go. If you want to look at the yardage as well, I don't think that's terrible. His numbers at 62.5. So I think he goes over on both of those. I think this is a big Tet McMillan game. But I getting that reception number, 5.5 +120, those were a couple things that jumped out at me.
Yeah, he's had at least half a dozen targets in all but two games this year, including the last four. So a Tet McMillan look is probably not a bad idea there. The one that jumped out to me, even though if this does get away from Carolina, they will be throwing the ball more, is Bryce Young's passing yardage number at 204.5. He's only cleared that number twice this year in 10 games. So even if they're down big early and throwing the ball a good bit, maybe the Niners go into a little bit of a softer zone because they're up by multiple scores. I'm not betting on Bryce Young to hit that number. So that was one that caught my eye. And then Christian McCaffrey's receiving yardage total at 43.5 is conspicuously low, in my opinion. He's hit that number 9 times in 11 games this year, and the only two he missed were 40 and 43 receiving yards, respectively. So it feels like a good opportunity against this Carolina defense for Christian McCaffrey to be maybe even more of a receiving threat than a rushing threat tonight.
I like that. I mean, McCaffrey as a receiver has just been ridiculous. So, like, his receptions over is never a bad look. I wonder, too, Chris, you know, when we saw the Niners play last, it was that game against Arizona where Jacoby Brissett had 47 completions, right? He was 47 for 57 in that game. And again, it's because the Niners don't have a pass rush, and Arizona was like, I mean, if Brissett's not getting bothered, we might as well just throw it and have him complete it. And he was doing that. So you were mentioning the yards for Bryce Young. His completions is at 20 and a half. I also kind of am interested in the longest pass completion at 32 and a half as well for Bryce Young. You mentioned he's only gone over 200 yards twice, so he really doesn't throw too many explosive plays. But because the weather is going to be great out in Santa Clara, because you're not going to be dealing with much of a pass rush, I think Bryce throws it deep a couple times tonight, or maybe even just a screen to Dowdle or something to his receiver, and they break it for a big play. So I never usually bet or even consider Bryce Young longest pass completion over, but I don't think tonight's a bad night to do it. You know, maybe like Arizona saw something in the film against San Francisco where with all these injuries now, teams, even when they want to run the football, they're just going to see an advantage that they just want to sit back and just throw a bunch against this defense.
Yeah, that's a good look as well. The other one, one final player prop that jumped out to me, PJ, was George Kittle's lined at 54 and a half receiving yards. In the 5 full games that he's played, he's hit that twice, but both of them came in each of the last 2 weeks. It feels like Kittle is fully shaken off the rust after coming back from the injury and having a couple of quiet games, a very quiet game against the Falcons, very quiet game against the Texans. It feels like he's all the way folded back into the Niners offense, especially now with Purdy back. Not that Mac Jones wasn't going to throw him the ball in 9 targets against the Rams a few weeks ago, but it feels like 67 yards on 6 targets for 6 catches last week, 84 yards on 9 targets for 9 catches the week before in that loss to the Rams, with Kittle sitting at just 54 and a half receiving yards. I mean, with Kittle, you can clear that in the first half.
Yeah, he could. You know, Kittle in these primetime games, always a good bet. I'm probably going to bet him first touchdown tonight, you know, bet him to score a touchdown, something in that neighborhood. So it'll be interesting who San Francisco gets involved. I mean, they had Mac Jones as a quarterback for a bunch of the season, and really the game plan was just force feed McCaffrey. Now that mm-hmm. they're starting to get healthier, now that Purdy's back, I'm interested to see what the game plan is for the Niners tonight. Also, like the divisional race now in the NFC South, Chris. So Tampa's still minus 375 to win the division. And Baker Mayfield got hurt last night. His arm was in a sling. Carolina's plus 300. Obviously, if they win tonight, I mean, that line's going to shrink severely. But they still have 2 more meetings. So would you make a bet on Carolina at 3-1? Do you still like Tampa? Even if Teddy has to play a couple weeks for the Bucs, where are you on this NFC South division?
I think the injuries have piled up. The pile of injuries is getting too high, almost insurmountable for the Bucs at this point, right? If Mayfield has to miss time, we have no idea when and if Bucky Irving may be back. Not that they haven't been able to find other avenues in the run game, but it feels like a Ibuka or bust on offense for the Bucs at this point. And I love Ibuka. He was my offensive rookie of the year pick before the year, but I just don't know if that's enough. Egbuka and Tez Johnson and Cade Otton to carry this offense with Teddy Bridgewater leading it. So it's not a bad look because, like you said, if Carolina were able to pull off the upset tonight, you're right. That number's going to dive, I would think. 3-1, still pretty good. And if you think that Bryce Young can manage football games well enough down the stretch, they've still got, like you said, the Bucs twice. They've got the Saints on the schedule. They do have some difficult defenses, though. Rams, they've got to face the Seahawks still. So yeah. I don't know if I dive in all in on that, but it's worth taking a look depending on how Carolina performs tonight.
I honestly think you probably wait because Carolina probably loses this game tonight. They probably lose against the Rams as well. And even if they're just two games back, again, as long as they stay two games back, they control their destiny for the division. You just win both of those games against the Bucs. So I think you wait. You might even get a better price. And then you just brought up Carolina's schedule. Tampa's is pretty favorable. They have three straight home games, Arizona, New Orleans, and Atlanta after this one, or after that Rams game last night. And they play Carolina two of the final 3 weeks of the season. So Baker can miss two or three games. They get them right for those final couple games against Carolina. So I understand why the price is what it is, but I might just wait, and maybe we can get the Panthers at like 6-1 or something to win the division.
Coming up next, plenty of complaints to go around after a weekend like that. PJ and I get some things off our chest. The case of the Mondays next on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Joe O and Sammy P off for the Thanksgiving holiday this week alongside PJ Glasser. I'm Chris Mack. Welcome back into Bet Sweats. And yes, every Monday we got to get some things off our chest that are really eating at us from the previous weekend. We'll do that in just a moment. Plus, Jason Lockenfour at the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about everything that went down this weekend across the NFL landscape. And in the second hour as well, some Monday market moves on both the college and NFL slates for this coming massive weekend, a huge weekend of football. We'll even touch on some college hoops in the third and final hour as well, because there's a lot of it this week. But welcome back into Bet Sweats live coast to coast on the BetMGM network. PJ, I wanted to ask, before we get to our complaints, we'll do the old compliment sandwich here. We'll start with something that's more fun to discuss. You mentioned the pumpkin bread on Thanksgiving is a staple at the Glasser household. Is the pumpkin bread like put out as a snack or an appetizer before dinner? Is that the dessert? How does the pumpkin bread, or is it just an all-day affair, like a slice of pumpkin bread before dinner, a slice after, and it's just all over?
For me, it's an all-day affair. You know, it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But for most of the guests that come over, it's dessert. So that's normally how we have it. it's one of those things, Chris, where, you know, I have it every year for Thanksgiving, and I always wonder, like, why I just don't have it more, you know, like, why do I not have this, like, all the time kind of thing. But it's just like one of those things. Maybe it's just nostalgic, or like, it's maybe it is so good because I just have it for Thanksgiving or whatever it is. But yeah, usually, you know, my mom will make like two or three loaves, and then she'll usually just give one to me, you know, like I have my own. And then the other two go to everybody else, and it's just it's the best. Does the Mac family have like a signature Thanksgiving dish?
No, we're pretty, you know, all the staples, you know, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, all the regular stuff, cranberry sauce, all that. But I've often felt the same way you feel about pumpkin bread, about stuffing. Why don't we have stuffing all year? Why can't I go to a cookout in late summer, early fall, and somebody's got some brisket that's been smoking all day or something else, and just have a side of stuffing? Why can't we do that? Why does stuffing have to get relegated to the holidays, PJ?
It's a great question. I think every year when Thanksgiving rolls around, we talk about this, and it's true. I love stuffing. It's my favorite side during Thanksgiving, for sure. I'm not the biggest turkey guy, if we're being honest. Like, I'll eat it, you know, like, I don't dislike it. But it's like not like you were talking about brisket, like, would way prefer that to like a turkey or something. So really, Thanksgiving to me is about the desserts. It's about the sides. And then I just, as a sports fan, like, again, I mean, all the sports you get, like the college sports, from football and basketball, the three games that we get for the NFL. It's my favorite holiday. So I love it. Food's amazing. Stuffing's great. And just going to eat way too much of it over the next couple of days.
Way too much. I can't wait for it. I might fast for like a day and a half just to prepare myself for Thanksgiving. Okay. Like I said, a compliment sandwich. We got the good stuff out of the way. Now it's time to find the things that are really eating at us after the weekend. PJ, I'll let you go first, because I don't know how long I may go off on what I have to go off on. By all means, your item for case of the Mondays, get us started.
Yeah, look, this whole Lane Kiffin situation is really bothering me, and I feel for these Ole Miss kids, and I feel for the fans of Oxford, right? Chris, they've never been to the college football playoff. They've never been to an SEC championship game. They have a chance. Now, they need some help to make it to the SEC championship, win an SEC championship. But they have a chance to do all these things that the school has never done. And yet all these people are worrying about is who their coach is going to be for next season. And with Kiffin being the way that he is, and always being smug and always poking fun, you know, at his fan bases and the other fan bases, you can never just get a direct answer. You can never feel at ease. So it sucks that these people, they have a 10-1 football team. They're playing their biggest rival this weekend in the Egg Bowl. They have a chance to go to the playoff, a chance potentially to go to the SEC championship game. And all they're worried about is if Lane Kiffin's going to coach their team next year. And not only if he's going to coach their team, but he's likely going to another team within their own conference, right? So you're going to have to see this guy, you know, maybe every year, every other year, depending on how the schedules shake out. So I'm sure everybody saw the reports that LSU willing to offer him $90 million. It looks like he's definitely very interested. He had a conversation with the Ole Miss athletic director, who said he was going to come out after the Egg Bowl and make a statement. Like, the way that they're handling all this, Chris, if I was an Ole Miss fan, I would be furious. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Kevin Willard Maryland situation that we had in March Madness, right? Where the Terps are going through this run. You have Derek Queen have this incredible buzzer beater against Colorado State. And all we're hearing is, oh, Willard's going to take the Nova job. Like, as soon as the season, like, he doesn't even want to be here. Like, it just sucks when this kind of stuff happens. Obviously, when you're Virginia Tech and you don't have a coach and you can go after James Franklin, totally fine. But when this stuff happens with these teams, and especially when your team has a chance to win the, you know, make it to the playoff and accomplish all these things, it sucks. I feel for Ole Miss fans that they got to deal with all this Kiffin drama.
Yeah, I don't traditionally side with the folks that bemoan the wild, wild west nature of college athletics at this point, because the money drives it and the money is what it is. But there really need to be better constructed guardrails on both coach and player movement around the way the season is actually structured now. Because as soon as we get beyond the regular season finale this weekend for most teams, there's going to be even more activity. It will only pick up as far as players hitting the portal, teams who are without coaches losing players. No, I'm not just talking about my alma mater, Penn State. But it opens it up all over the country, and it does sort of worm its way in to, like you said, a playoff team, a team with a shot to go to the SEC championship game, worrying not just if their coach will be coming back next year, but if he'll even be around to coach them in the playoff, which is just wild to think about. For what it's worth, I do think LSU will throw as much money as they have to at Kiffin to get him to come to Louisiana. And if nothing else, sorry, Ole Miss fans, entertainment value will be there for the rest of us to watch Lane Kiffin and the governor of Louisiana spar in the media openly for the next 2 or 3 years or however long that marriage lasts. I don't think it'll be much longer than that. So the entertainment factor is there, if nothing else. You're right, though. For the kids actually on the team, for the players, for the fans, it's a tough watch over these last couple of weeks, especially going into the Egg Bowl this weekend. All right, I got to get this off my chest. The Pittsburgh Steelers. PJ, you happen to be a Ravens fan. I happen to be a Steelers fan. And we talked about before the show started, we all saw this coming with the Pittsburgh Steelers, even when they were 4-1 and the Ravens seemed to be spiraling out of control. Lamar Jackson was out for who knew how long. The Ravens were still the favorites to win the AFC North. The markets could see it. Bettors could see it. Fans could see it. The only people that seemingly couldn't see that freight train barreling towards them were Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. They lose in Chicago yesterday. The Ravens win at home. And now they sit tied atop the AFC North 6-5. Currently, the Ravens have the tiebreaker. So the Steelers have gone from 4-1 to outside of the AFC playoff picture looking in. They still do play each other twice down the stretch. Those will be massive, massive games. But I am here to tell you, there is not a single Pittsburgh Steelers fan on the face of the earth, myself included, who expects them to win the division. Making the playoffs is a giant question mark at this point because they still have no ability to throw the ball in the middle of the field, nor to anyone else more than 6 yards downfield aside from DK Metcalf. And it doesn't matter if it's Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't matter if it's Mason Rudolph. All that matters is Mike Tomlin's the head coach and Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator. And they traded George Pickens for a third round pick because the players in the locker room didn't like him anymore because George was annoying. And yeah, George was annoying. He was difficult to talk to. He was a prima donna. But George Pickens is having a massive year for the Dallas Cowboys because they discovered that he knows how to run inside routes. And who would have known that George Pickens could run a slant and take the ball another 15 to 20 yards downfield? They traded George Pickens for a third round pick. They have no viable second receiving target behind DK Metcalf, who, oh, by the way, averaged 4.5 yards a reception yesterday. And not to mention on the other side of the ball, they let Dante Jackson walk to the Chargers, signed the skeletal remains of Darius Slay, who has been a shell of his former self, and now have, I believe it's the 28th defense in the league yardage-wise, 20th points, despite spending more on their defense than any other team in the league. They are now down under a 20% chance to make the playoffs. They've got to play not just the Ravens twice. They've got to go to Detroit in a few weeks, and they host the Buffalo Bills this weekend. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the definition of insanity. They keep on doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting different results, and it's not happening. This will be yet another year, close to a decade straight of not winning at least one playoff game, and Mike Tomlin continues to sit on the coolest, cushiest seat in NFL head coaching circles, which is wild to me and everybody else who is a Steelers fan, because the rest of the world continues to sing his praises. Oh, he's never had a losing season. Yeah, well, guess what? If you've got a kid younger than middle school age, he also hasn't won a playoff game in that time frame. This is a franchise that prides itself on the standard is the standard, and we compete for the title every year. Yet what are they doing? They're failing miserably down the stretch again. And if anything, we'll back into a playoff spot only to get routed in the first round. Welcome to Pittsburgh Steelers football in the year of our Lord 2025. Mediocrity reigns.
Well done. How did that feel? To get off your chest.
I think I'm just more mad now. It's Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network alongside PJ Glasser. I'm Chris Mack. The co-host of our countdown to kickoff, Jason LaConfora, joins us next to tell us what shocked him the most yesterday here on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.